I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
Metacritic has released this list. The top 25 movie directors from the year 2000.
Right. One of their top, if not their top, is Alfonso Cuarón, who's done only a few films.
Yeah.
But some big timers, Gravity, Children of Men, E Tu Mama Tambien.
John, I got to do a better job brushing up on my world cinema.
Hayao Miyazaki.
Well, of
course. With Spirit Away. I mean, yeah. The Japanese director, most people know.
Yeah.
Howl's Moving Castle and Ponyo and The Wind Rises and Spirited Away. Yeah, this is, he's probably at the top of the heap of international directors.
Yeah. Right up there with Bong Joon-ho. I've seen The Host.
Right.
And Snowpiercer, which was an English-speaking film, English-language film.
I love Snowpiercer. Mike Lee, the British director.
Oh, yeah.
Secrets and Lies was before that.
Yeah, that.
Mr. Turner and Happy-Go-Lucky. And
Baby Driver's Edgar Wright.
Now, he is a combination of a guy who loves genre and makes fun of it.
Yeah, the Cornetto trilogy.
Right.
Yeah, which includes Shaun of the Dead,
correct.
Hot Fuzz, and The World's End.
Yes!
Edgar Wright is one of these directors who the younger generation is really excited about. Kind of in the way that we might have been about Tarantino. I think he really comes into his own with Baby Driver.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Inherent Vice.
Yep.
Which I thought was underrated. I like that movie. Yep. It was a throwback to The Long Goodbye in the 70s with Elliot Gould.
The mood and the look of that time, as well as kind of interesting detective story. You're right. He did a beautiful job. And then he did The Master.
Yeah. How did you feel about The Master?
I thought it was underappreciated.
Yeah.
It didn't overwhelm me as much. I thought we were going to deal with a real megalomaniac, and it wasn't.
Now, here's a guy on here I don't think should be on here.
Uh-oh.
Brad Bird.
Ratatouille alone. What a great film.
Oh, Ratatouille is overrated.
It's the critics off there by himself.
I just
dissing everybody. And you don't like that.
And that was Peter O'Toole, right?
Yes.
It was like that time, it was a little more sophisticated. The Incredibles and Iron Giant. The other thing he directed was Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which was fun.
Do you think because the bulk of these is animation, that you have a little bit of reservations about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Because if it was like Fantastic Mr. Fox,
I would. You know how to push my button when you mention that. You're right. One of the serious filmmakers on here is Richard Linklater.
Mm-hmm.
Before Sunset, Before Midnight, and Boyhood, me and Orson Welles.
One of the ones he had recently, I think last year, was Everybody Wants Some.
Oh, yeah.
Which was sort of a spiritual follow-up to Dazed and Confused. But he continues, because he works in this independent vein, and he's not a special effects-driven filmmaker, he continues to tell human stories. He works consistently, probably one of the more prolific filmmakers on this list.
The oddest filmmaker on this list.
Who's that?
Guy Madden.
Yes, for sure. Guy Madden, I don't know if any of our listeners have heard of Guy Madden. He's a filmmaker out of Winnipeg, and I believe at one point he won the Wexner Prize. He came to visit, and as a young film studies student, I endured many Guy Madden films.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And he's really interesting filmmaker.
My favorite is The Saddest Music in the World. Highly stylized, impressionistic.
Yeah, they're,
you know,
they're
expressionist.
They're beyond independent, quirky films. They are very nearly experimental.
Yeah.
Though they adhere loosely to a narrative. You won't be seeing a Guy Madden film anytime soon, unless you go searching for it.
We haven't gone through 25.
No, but I think you get the point. It's actually a really worthwhile list to visit. A good overview of the last 17 years. And people to look out for. And again, like I said, I think it's important. There are several women directors on this list that I hadn't heard of.
Right.
And, you know, that's something to be rectified.
Ava DuVernay.
Ava DuVernay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am, and I believe you are to some extent, an auteurist.
Yeah.
That is, I do believe the responsibility for the film ultimately rests on the director.
Yeah.
There are many who would contradict us in that feeling because it's such a collaborative business.
When you think about auteurs, if you can just think about filmmakers, you know immediately when you're watching one of their movies.
You would not deny Martin Scorsese that, and I would not deny Orson Welles.
Or someone like Guy Madden.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.